I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Friday, May 29th, 2026. The Audubon County Road Department announced earlier this week that Mockingbird Avenue on Exira's eastern border is going to be closed for the next 8 weeks for a hot mix asphalt resurfacing project. Construction crews closed the approximately one-third mile stretch of road on Tuesday, and the project is slated to last for approximately 45 days, weather permitting, of course. The scheduled end date is estimated for Friday, July 31st. Motorists will need to bypass the work zone via Lark Avenue or County Road F58, also known as Washington Street. Questions about that project should be directed to the Audubon County Road Department at 712-563-4286. Looking elsewhere, only a few days remain in the 2026 Iowa primary campaign season. And it's going to be a pretty busy one and has been already for candidates here in the listening area. GOP gubernatorial candidate Adam Steen was in Carroll this morning. He appeared at Volkerts and Firearms in their social room, fun area, shall we say. Drew a crowd of about 45, 50 people at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, so pretty impressive crowd there. Coming up later today, Josh Turek will be appearing at the Nate Farm over in Westside. That's at 5:30. And then also candidate Zach Lane, who is also in that GOP gubernatorial race, going to be making an appearance in Carroll. That'll be this weekend. Looking at the timing for that, it's going to be Saturday morning, May 30th, 9 a.m. He'll be over at the family table here in Carroll, going to talk directly with voters. And of course, there's many, many appearances going on, not just in Carroll, but throughout the listening area as candidates make their final pushes heading into that June 2nd primary. And while we're talking about the primaries, only a few days left for voters to cast early ballots, be it Republicans or Democrats. Looking at Carroll County so far, it appears voter participation seems to be right in line with the 2022 primaries. According to Carroll County Auditor Courtney Pyre, about 400 absentee ballots had been cast as of late this morning. She says the voting process overall has gone pretty well so far. When questions do come up, they're generally easily addressed.
Usually, is my driver's license still good? Because there was a lot of talk in the news about possibly changing the way people vote. Yep, in Iowa, it's still your driver's license. So same as it's been for several elections, so need to have your driver's license. Some people get confused on the primary. You do have to select a political party to vote that ballot. And if you're concerned about technically being registered that way, you can certainly change it after the election. So those are probably the two most common questions we get asked.
Considering that there is only one local race that is contested for either party, many voters may be coming in specifically to participate in that primary. Pyre encourages people to review sample ballots either online or at the auditor's office window before requesting their absentee ballot if they have a race that's specifically important for them.
If you're not sure which party's ballot you need to vote, we have sample ballots available for you to review prior to casting your vote. Sample ballots are on our website, so you can take a look on carrollcountyiowa.org. Check those out under the Elections tab. You can look at the samples before you come in.
After today, only 2 days remain for Carroll County voters to vote early. The auditor's office will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then during regular business hours on Monday. After 5 o'clock on June 1st, the only remaining option is to vote on primary day, which, again, June 2nd. Pyre says there have been no major changes to polling places, at least within Carroll County, but she does recommend double-checking via the Iowa Secretary of State's website. That's sos.iowa.gov. Or you can call the Carroll County or your respective auditor's office ahead of time to just double check. Polls on primary day statewide are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Carroll Broadcasting will have result coverage on air and online for the local races, at least for the ones here in the listening area, once those results begin being reported on Tuesday evening. Throwing out a reminder for you as well, Union Pacific's iconic steam engine number 4014, more commonly known as the Big Boy, will be traveling through the listening area coming up on Sunday. Big Boy, if you didn't know, is the world's largest operational steam locomotive and will be chugging its way across the country in celebration of America's 250th anniversary. The tour began on May 25th over at UP's Depot Museum in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and it's been heading eastward with that route through Nebraska, then Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then New York. The locomotive will then head back into Pennsylvania and post it up at Scranton, Pennsylvania, for several weeks to mark the nation's anniversary, and it's going to head back westward on a more southern route that also travels through Missouri, Kansas, and Colorado. Local stops on the schedule include Denison on Sunday. There'll be an arrival time of 11:30 a.m. and a departure time of 12 p.m., and then Big Boy will stop at the Carroll Depot with an arrival time of 1 p.m., departure time of 1:15. The last time Big Boy was here in Carroll was in September of 2024 for UP's 150th anniversary. The 132-foot, 1.2 million-pound locomotive was built back in 1941, so nearly 85 years old that engine is, and it's the last surviving model of its kind. Train aficionados can track Big Boy and its journey using Union Pacific's online tracker that's available through the link included with this story on our website at carrollbroadcasting.com. Just a real quick note, if you've never seen Big Boy, I've been really fortunate to see it a couple of times in my life. It is incredible, and I'm not a big train guy by any means, but it's really, really neat. If you've got some time on Sunday over in Denison or in Carroll, take some time, spend 20 minutes, and watch it roll, and it's very, very cool. But we do need to step away just for a moment. Stick around. More news after this on KCIM.
Carroll Vet Clinic, your area's trusted partner in small and large animal care, proudly supports Beef Month. They salute the hardworking men and women who bring quality beef to our tables. A heartfelt thank you to all beef producers from everyone at Carroll Vet Clinic.
You take care of the herd, we'll take care of the coverage. This May, as Roselle Mutual celebrates 150 years in business, raise a ribeye for Beef Month by taking a closer look at your farm coverage. Roselle Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer dependable farm insurance designed for your cattle, land, and everything you've worked so hard to build. Check out our website at roselleagency.com or give us a call and let's make sure you're covered from pasture to plate.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. While gas prices in Iowa remain above the $4 mark in most places, motorists are seeing prices trend downward as the peak driving season gets underway. According to the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state was $4.12. That was as of Wednesday, May 27th. That price is 16 cents below last week's, but still $1.17 higher than a year ago. The national average on Wednesday was down 10 cents to $4.46 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, prices dropped 36 cents on the week to $4.97 per gallon, compared to $3.33 per gallon at this time in 2025. Nationally, the average diesel price dropped 61 cents to $5.58 per gallon. Looking at heating fuels, natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were up 11 cents to $3.13 per MMBTU. Energy markets are expected to remain volatile until the U.S.-Iran conflict in the Middle East is resolved and the Strait of Hormuz is reopened. So I do expect those numbers to shift somewhat wildly until that's all finished up. The Iowa DNR is once again conducting biological assessments of Iowa's streams to determine their ecological status and health. Environmental specialist Ken Creer says they do a survey of fish and other species that live in the water.
It's your snails, your leeches, all your aquatic insects, crayfish, things like that. And we do a habitat assessment, which is mainly an in-stream and near-stream habitat assessment. And we do collect just a single water quality grab sample.
The Federal Clean Water Act requires states to monitor waterways. Creer says they've done the biological survey since 1994.
All of these data that gets collected for this contract, especially, and a majority of the in-stream fisheries data are in our online database, BioNet. You can access, if you have, you know, internet access anywhere in the world, to look at all of these data, all of the different fish, bugs, have water quality.
Creer says you can search out individual fish. For example, the darter.
You can go on there and search for the Iowa darter. It tells you, it gives you the schematic. It gives any photos that we have, and you can go to all the sites, click on them, find out where the Iowa darter or any other fish species we've collected.
Greer says the state survey does a better job in surveying Iowa's streams than national surveys because they've developed a good system here locally.
The Cedar-Wapsie area of our state, it's called the 47C ecoregion, they had to write separate rules to the models because the quality of the fish and bugs were so good in that part, and actually the part of the region. They were better than, you know, a lot of the region that include Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. So it goes to show you we have some struggles in the state for sure, but I think it's important that we go out, we collect high-quality data.
The State Environmental Protection Commission recently approved $575,000 in funding for that program. Governor Kim Reynolds says approximately 120 Iowa National Guard soldiers will be heading to Washington, D.C. in July in support of public safety, as well as to help prepare for the upcoming America 250 celebrations. The governor says Iowa's soldiers will work alongside the District of Columbia National Guard, as well as personnel from across the country, to ensure a secure, welcoming environment for the millions of visitors that are expected in the nation's capital for the United States of America's 250th birthday celebration. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm real excited for what our nation has in store this summer. But that should be wrapping up your look at the midday news right here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Have a great weekend, everyone.